Korah's method, praise the people. Korah and his associates enlisted the support of the congregation. The charge that the murmurings of the people had brought the wrath of God was declared a mistake. They said that the congregation were not at fault, since they desired nothing more than their rights, but Moses was an overbearing ruler. He had reproved the people as sinners when they were a holy people. Korah's hearers thought they saw clearly that their troubles might have been prevented if Moses had pursued a different course. Their exclusion from Canaan was in consequence of the mismanagement of Moses and Aaron. If Korah would be their leader and encourage them by dwelling upon their good deeds instead of reproving their sins, they would have a very prosperous journey. Instead of wandering in the wilderness, they would proceed directly to the promised land. Korah's success with the people increased his confidence. He claimed that God had authorized him to make a change in the government before it should be too late.